Citizens of U.S. territories do not have all the benefits that their mainland counterparts do. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Eric Ballone, assistant professor of government and applied legal studies at Suffolk University, examines the reasons.
The Insular Cases are a series of Supreme Court cases from over 100 years ago that define the status of U.S. territories today. These cases are grounded in uninformed, ignorant, and downright racist tropes that, unfortunately, bind these territories to this day. These Supreme Court cases present assumptions that Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa are, quote, inhabited by alien races, not governed by, quote, Anglo-Saxon principles, and that they were, quote, foreign in a domestic sense. To prevent these territories from becoming states, the Supreme Court created a distinction between territories. Incorporated territories become states. Unincorporated territories do not. Unincorporated territories are not entitled to all constitutional protections. All inhabited U.S. territories today are unincorporated. It is not surprising that the court that gave us Plessy v. Ferguson penned these cases. What is surprising is that they determined the status of U.S. territories today. Currently, the United States is trying to come to terms with its past through reconsidering Civil War statues, rethinking Columbus Day, and a renewed interest in social justice. The insular cases should be added to this list. It is time for the Constitution to follow the flag and recognize that the people in U.S. territories have the same rights as those in the 50 states.
That was Eric Ballone of Suffolk University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.